You know, 3 years ago, not too many people besides myself would have put Michigan in the toss-up category or the swing state category. But in July of 2016, I predicted Donald Trump would win in Michigan, and I explained why. Middle-class voters, those that hunt and fish, and the people that supported the Second Amendment would be behind Donald Trump because the Democrats had alienated those folks. When the dust cleared, Donald Trump did carry Michigan and had 16 electoral votes. And going forward, Michigan is the epicenter of the political world. Coming up here on July 30th and 31st, the second round of Democratic debates will take place in Detroit. And coming up here not too long, on July 24th, Candace Owens will be at the American Polish Cultural Center. Bill Rauerdink here, a member of the Oakland County Republican Executive Committee. Bill, welcome to the program.
Morning, Steve. It's great to be on your show.
Man, it's always good to have you. Good talking to you. You know what's nice, though, for Michigan? It's nice to be the center of the political universe. It's nice to have people actually care what we think here. I mean, for so long, the last couple, three election cycles, Michigan has been taken for granted, but not so anymore, huh?
Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, you mentioned the second round of the debate coming up. We also have the National NAACP Convention, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, something like that. So Detroit will be the epicenter of the media for urban voters, NAACP supporters. And that's why we're bringing in Candace Owen on July 24th. She is most well known for founding a thing called the Brexit Movement, which targets urban voters. She's 29 years old, by the way, this Candace Owens is. She's very young, very aggressive, very conservative, also a very big Trump supporter. Anyway, she founded Blexit to communicate and message to urban minorities, mostly black, saying, you know, you're ignored except during election year. And sort of what's, as Trump said in 16, what have you got to lose? Candace is extremely articulate. We're bringing her into Southeast Michigan on July 24th at the, as you said, the Polish American Center. We're really excited because she attracts a different audience.
Certainly.
She's black. She's young. She's articulate. She's on TV.
And she's unflappable. That's what I find about Candace that I find compelling about her is she's serious, she's unflappable. She has testified before Congress when they tried to twist her words into something they weren't, and she took exception and just settled right in to correct Gerald Nadler and rip him a new one, which was kind of fun to watch. It'll be at the American Polish Cultural Center.
She settled that in one. It was a one-round technical knockout. She did a terrific job.
I don't know if it was a technical knockout. I mean, she just smashed him. Anyhow, that's in Troy, Michigan, by the way, the American Polish Cultural Center, Troy, Michigan, July 24th, 6 to 9. Candace Owens will be there. I'm assuming you can find some information online, Bill.
Yes, sir. Tickets are available at the Oakland County Republican website, which is www.oaklandgop.org. Or you can call the office there. It's 248-499-7288. You know, and the good thing, Steve, is she's got a lot to talk about. You know, black unemployment is at its all-time low. Latino unemployment, all-time low. And just, I think, 2 days ago, there was reported that Latino home ownership is at its all-time high.
Yeah, but here's where I'm confused.
Got content.
Yeah, here's where I'm confused, Bill. You're a supporter of President Donald Trump, correct?
Correct.
Well, I've read the headlines over the last couple of weeks, actually for a while now, but certainly in the last couple of days. You're a supporter of Donald Trump. Therefore, you're a racist.
I am.
Indeed. You're a bigot. You're a racist.
I'm a racist and probably something else that I can't think of.
Yeah, a misogynist and a whole host of other things. And so could you bring in a young black woman like Candace Owens? I mean, as a Trump supporter, you're clearly racist. Apparently, as a Trump supporter, she is clearly racist as a young black woman. I mean, that's the narrative coming out of the left, right?
It's actually comical. On social media yesterday, she was being criticized for coming to our event. One of the posters said, don't you have any white friends? It's like, excuse me, don't you have any black friends? And it's like, well, that's just pure racism. It's like she gets to pick whatever friends she wants to have, black, white, Latino, or otherwise. So, you know, when the left gets away with this stuff, she is not a racist. I'm not a racist. We all know that. She is delivering a powerful message to a particular community about how what their opportunities might be if they had a president that actually cared for the community.
Well, in
As
fact,
you know, Steve, Trump passed the prison reform bill that people have talked about for 30
right.
years.
The First Step Act. The First Step Act, which a whole host of folks coming out of prison, blacks, Latinos, a whole host of people of color, if you will. But when you have a Speaker of the House that goes out and says that anybody that wears the Make America Great Again hat, what they're really saying is Make America White Again, which Nancy Pelosi reiterated again yesterday after she said that incredibly offensive racist. Now, that's racist, Bill. That right there, that's racism.
That is racist.
Yeah.
Frankly, Steve, that's why we were so happy to land Candace Owens. She's a very tough Speaker to land. She's in so much demand, frankly, even internationally. The day before she's with us, she's in D.C. with a group of speakers that includes Donald Trump, Senator Cruz, Senator Blackburn, Representative Crenshaw. So she is with the power establishment in D.C. She leaves that group to come to Detroit. That was just a tough contract to pull off to get her
no
to
question.
Come. But we're so excited because what better market for Candace Owens to talk about the Blexit walkaway movement
Absolutely.
Than Metro Detroit?
There's so let me
not
ask
a better
you
market
this,
in the country.
People listening right now statewide, they want to come see Candace Owens speak in person, which I can fully understand because I might come down and join you for that as well because she is a compelling speaker with a great message, as you said. How do people get in the room? How do they get a ticket? Is there a price associated?
It is a ticketed event, and we expect the event to sell out. It's on the brink right now, but we still have some tickets available, but it will sell out. If you go to www.oaklandgop.org, there's a link there to purchase tickets. There are general admission and VIP tickets both. And then if somebody wants more information, the Oakland Party number is 248-499-7288. And it's going to be a terrific event. We're so excited about it.
Oakland.gop.org. Tickets available. There are not many left. You better hustle if you want to be there. And trust me, you want to be there. If you have the opportunity to see her speak in person, which I've had that privilege in the past, she is remarkable. And like I said, unflappable, on point. And she's also funny. She's got a great sense of humor. She is a very personable individual. And I commend you guys, Bill, for being able to pull this off. Bill Rauerdink here from the Oakland County Republican Executive Committee. Bill, I'll give you the last word.
Last word is I was a Trump supporter. I was one of his electors. I was a member of the Electoral College. Trump's going to win Michigan in 2020, just like he shocked the world in 2016.
Don't hold back, Bill. Tell us what you really think next time.
That's what I really think. It is the epicenter. We are. Our group is geared up to do things that we did in 2016, only doing bigger and better.
I greatly appreciate it. Bill, always a pleasure. We'll talk again soon, my friend, and I'm sure this will be sold out before this day is over. Candace Owens, July 24th, 6 to 9 at the American Polish Cultural Center. Go to oakland.gop.org, oakland.gop.org. Tickets still available, not many. Bill, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a great one. Thank you.
All righty. Great time for all for Candace Owens. I support it tremendously. We'll be right back with some final thoughts.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. All across the state, businesses have joined the Michigan Chamber to be a part of the most influential business voice in Lansing. As a member, companies become part of a statewide network of small business, medium-sized companies, and industry leaders focused on improving pro-business legislation within state government. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all that we do. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.